God of peace and consolation. We bless you for the peace that we always feel in this place, and for the encouragement that we find when we wait upon you in our worship. Lord, for the goodness and mercy that have followed us all our days, we praise you. For the gifts of life and love and family and friend and the fellowship of the church. For the gift of reason and sight and hearing and the whole miracle of life in this world, theatre of your glory and of your creation. Lord God, we recall that on this day you gloriously fulfilled the promise of the gospel, sending your Spirit, establishing the church as a people of Christ's presence and continual power. May his Spirit still empower us and his truth still direct us. May his peace still possess us, so that even if others count the church weak and lost and deeply troubled, we who are your children may know. We may know different because we have your Spirit within us. We pray for our world, for its leaders and peoples. We ask for them your wisdom, that we may be spared false choices and walk together in the light of goodness and truth. Where there is rage and fear and hurt and sadness, speak to the hearts of those who can help and to the suffering send relief. And remember for good this land of our love. Bless and strengthen our Queen and all her family at this special time. And so guide by your authority all who serve us in government, that we may be wisely led. Father of mercy, you know our needs. We pray that you will answer them according to your love. May the sick find healing, and the sad find comfort, and the lonely know your presence day by day. Bring to the bereaved a spirit of consolation. Spare them from bitterness, from loneliness and regret, and set before their eyes the glory of heaven, and give to them such trust in you that they may wholly trust those whom they have loved to your eternal presence now. And for ourselves and those who are close to our hearts and our minds today, we also pray. And in the quietness of this holy place, we share with you our secret thoughts for those who we know and love and need our prayers today. And we pray also for ourselves, for you know our need. Father, we look to you to do for us in our lives, day by day, that which in your loving providence you know is good for us. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour, we ask our prayer. He who lives and reigns with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forevermore. Amen.